the Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Welcome to the Eric in the Morning podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Violetta actually sent in a "Hey, I was wondering." And by the way, that's a sign the "Hey, I was wondering" file is thinning out. So let's fill that thing back up. We use your "Hey, I was wondering" question. You can send it to us. You can text it, 60123. You can put it in our inboxes wherever you go on our social media. We're ready to go and get questions like these.
Yeah.
This is you, right?
I don't know.
I was scrolling through my news feed.
Oh, yeah. That is me.
Yeah. And saw a friend from high school got engaged. Good for her. And then I noticed the guy put a towel down before kneeling on the grass to purpose.
Oh.
And I was wondering, is that strange? No one has ever purposed to me. I think she means propose.
I was going to say purpose.
Is that something I don't know?
No, she's would be a lot of type.
Okay.
Propose. Oh. Purpose.
Oh. I don't know how to spell it, but I'm sure it's wrong there.
It's purpose. Like, I did it on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. He put a towel down on the grass to purpose. I was wondering, is this strange? No one's ever purposed me. But if they did, I think I would want them to do it without placing a towel down. My friend tried cutting the towel out of the picture she posted because it looks so lame. What do you guys think? Now I see a picture of it here.
In the grass, huh?
Yeah. She wanted to get him down on the knee, but she, you know, he's in the middle of purposing.
Yeah. Is he wearing shorts?
He's wearing shorts.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't wearing, like, white pants.
A little more justifiable with the shorts, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a little less justifiable.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, because, like, if you're wearing pants and you get, like, you know, grass stains or something on your
pants. Dress pants because you were trying to look good for the picture or something.
Right. An interesting purposition.
I don't know.
Isn't that weird? Because, I mean, you kind of...
Weird is the guy in the background cheering like he just got done watching Lucas Giolito throw a no-hitter.
Oh, what a night last night. Thanks for bringing that up, Eric.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Happy to do it.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, they were at an outdoor barbecue when he proposed.
And it looks like the guy who purposed.
Stop it!
Well, that's what it says here.
Well, just fix it. You know, that's what I meant.
The guy who purposed. It looks like he was just dressed to go to a barbecue, but it looks like she was dressed... for the, I think this might be the day I better wear the right outfit.
Really?
Oh,
wow. No, she always looks cute like that.
Really? Well, that's a very...
She's wearing heels.
It's a very put-together look for the backyard barbecue.
Wait, heels for a backyard? She
it's like wedges.
Like that?
Yeah, they're like wedges.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But she has a very put-together, this might be the day.
Okay.
I want to make sure I look right because you know there'll be pictures, and then he goes and ruins it by putting a towel down so as not to get grass stains or mud on his knee.
I know, don't you just kind of feel like that's a weak move? Like, you're there to propose for the rest of your life. And
so he would have had to put the towel down first.
I know, it's just kind of strange.
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Weird. Like, baseball managers will do that in the dugout when they're leaning in the dugout. Sure. Put a towel down.
Really?
You know what, those chafing elbows and things, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But how long are you worried about dropping the ring and if it get lost in the grass or
no.
it could land on the...
It's no. only under his knee.
Just
like, there's nowhere else.
Yeah.
It's just really weird. Don't you guys think so?
Do you guys think that's weird to put a towel down before proposing? And if you were the girl, would it bother you? Would it bother you? Let's do ladies only on this. Five votes. 312-233-1019. Fifth vote gets a prize.
Okay.
Fifth vote gets a prize. Would you find it odd if the man of your dreams, the love of your life, drops to one knee to purpose you?
Annoying.
I'm just reading the letter.
I know. You're right.
I'm just reading it.
Spell check messed it up.
It's spell check's fault.
Yeah.
I feel like spell check. Wait, yep. I just got a note from spell check. Violetta messed it up. We didn't know what Violetta was saying here. Spell check just sent me that note.
I just always pick the first one. I don't really look.
312-233-1019. If your boyfriend was purposing you, and right before he did, he put a towel down. For his knee, you know, the grass a little wet. You don't want to get it on your pants, but he's wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Would that bug you? Would you go, okay, I'm going to say yes, but let's get rid of that towel and do it all over again for the picture, because I really don't want the towel in the picture. 312-233-1019. Hey, Carol.
Yes.
So one of Violetta's friends got engaged, and when the guy was proposing to her, he threw a towel down first before he kneeled so he wouldn't get his knee dirty. Do you think that's weird or not weird?
Not weird.
Not weird. No weird.
Okay.
All clear. No weird. Billie Eilish's dog pretty much destroyed her closet. Your dog, Bill, destroyed what?
Chewed up the TV remote.
TV remote.
Man.
Little like a bone.
Unforgivable.
It's a target. Marco.
My walls.
Your walls. With a dog, cat?
Dog.
Just decided to eat its way out of a room.
Yes.
Yeah. Right through the drywall.
It dogs
is
do that.
Delicious. Well, because they feel trapped and they want out.
Is that it, or is
yeah,
bored?
You lock them in a room and they eat through the wall. You're like, why would you do that? Well, I kind of want it out. Yeah. Haley.
Dog jumps on my kitchen table to eat my packages I got in the mail.
Mail packages. They are delicious. What did your cat do at number three, Alyssa? Hi, Alyssa. Yo, Alyssa. Standard Eric in the Morning.
Isn't
list.
It? Barrett, hold on. Weird.
Yo, Alyssa.
Is it Alyssa or Alicia?
I don't know.
Who are you?
You tell us.
Whoever you are, that's who I would love to talk to. Yeah, you, right there.
What's your name?
Okay. Alicia.
Alicia.
That's correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
My rescue kitten chewed up my Michael Kors bag.
Ah, yes.
No.
The Michael Kors bag never had a chance. At number two, Barb, or is it Brab?
It's Barb.
Barb, go ahead.
You're so bad.
$100
bills. $100 bills. That got Melissa's attention.
What?
I was on my way to the bank and went to my parents' house. They came back and they were shredded. I went to the bank teller and they laughed at me.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
So
you're $600
can't use that, huh?
Light. And finally, in at number one, it's probably worth more than $600. Lynn, your dog destroyed.
The side of my couch.
Aha, there it is. Yeah. Ate the couch.
It was in his crate when it happened. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How did he...
He ate his way out of the crate and then ate the couch?
No, he slid the crate to the couch and then ate the couch while he was in the crate.
Oh, man.
That's actually pretty talented.
Like, could poke his little mouth through there, huh?
I don't know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
me
maybe.
Either.
Maybe time for a new crate. Maybe time for a new dog. Chicago History on Instagram asked the question. You have $20 and 2 hours to feed 6 people. What are you making? I'm gonna make Melissa wait because I'm confident here. Like Whip, you only make 2 things, so your options are pretty limited.
It was one of those 2. Yeah, so I have, you want me to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just make my quesadillas. I think I could do it.
Quesadillas.
Quesadillas. And nothing else. Just quesadillas? No sides? No nothing?
Well, I have $20.
That's what I'm saying. How much would you, like, what do you...
Man, I got to get the tortillas. I got to get the cheese. I have to get some chicken to put in there. I think I'm going to run out of money if I do anything else.
All right. What would you do, Yolanda? You got $20, 2 hours, 6 people to feed. Yolanda?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to turn off the alarm on the phone. Sorry.
That's okay.
I would do a roasted chicken, roasted vegetables, and mashed potatoes.
I'm coming to your house.
That sounds so
you can do that
good.
For $20?
For 6 people?
For 6? You could?
The whole chicken is cheap.
Yeah.
With mashed potatoes, a couple of potatoes, and a roasted carrot or something.
Oh, my God. I'm coming to your house. I'm kidding. Edwin's going a little more basic. You got $20, 2 hours, and 6 people, Edwin.
Yeah, I'd get grilled chicken and ramen. I'd save time and money.
Grilled cheese and ramen.
Oh, my God. What a dinner.
Yeah. Grilled cheese and ramen, and I'm keeping the other $14.
Exactly, yeah.
This is so fun.
Bob.
Make lasagna and garlic bread.
Lasagna and garlic bread. That's kind of where I thought Melissa was headed. Something pasta-based. Lasagna and garlic bread, Bob would do. Melissa, what was yours?
Homemade chili. Beef chili. All
right.
So you would just buy... the beef, and then it would be cheap because you can get tomato paste, diced tomatoes, chili powder, and black beans.
Gotcha. All right. Irene, what would you make if you got $20, 2 hours, and 6 people to feed? Why is that we're having such a problem here? I'm sorry. Irene, go ahead.
Spaghetti and garlic bread.
Mm. Again, with the garlic bread and the pasta.
Well, because you could just eat bread for dinner.
Very popular choices. Lay it on me, Wheezy.
Easy peasy. I'm making baked mustacholi.
Mustacholi. That's how we say it in Chicago. Mustacholi.
Mustacholi.
Yeah. Continuing the Italian theme, Susan.
Yeah, I'm making homemade pizza.
That would have been Whip's other choice.
It would be. That's true. You can buy the boboli thing and then get the cheese and the sauce and whatever your
you're
oregano.
You're off to the races. Yeah. You're off to the races. What would you do, Violetta?
I would probably do like a chicken stir fry because you could just get a bunch of vegetables, a couple chicken breasts, and then, you know, like an Asian pasta, which is not expensive.
Right.
And you just put a bunch of sauce on that, some soy sauce, and you're good to go.
My stomach's growling at all this.
Mm, it's delicious.
All right. So I saw this and I'm like, $20, 2 hours to feed six people. And I just blurted out, meatloaf. Easy.
Meatloaf.
And I was told you can't do meatloaf for $20 in 2 hours for six people. And I'm like, yes, you can.
Wow. Well, I don't know because you need a lot of ground meat, right?
Yeah, because normally a meatloaf is, you know, it's small.
Loaf.
So you'd have to, like, get...
Hence the loaf part of it.
The meat part's expensive, so I'm wondering if you
could
do that.
You don't think I could do that for $20?
Well,
a meatloaf?
You'd need 2 pounds of meat for sure, at least. Maybe three.
I think, like, 4 pounds, 5 pounds of beef.
How big is the loaf?
I mean, for six people, you need a slice for
each
person.
Each person's going to eat a pound of meat?
Yeah.
That's why you need, like, three.
I mean, I know my meatloaf is delicious, but come on.
Wait, you know how to make meatloaf?
No.
Okay.
That's a joke, Violetta. Anybody listening? Who? Been on a solo moon, your solo vacation. They're saying that we're starting to get really sick of being cooped up with our significant others and family. It's time for us to not only get away, but to get away alone. Somebody says that on your trip, Melissa, you also got drunk with some random guy in a champagne bar. I don't remember that.
It wasn't a random guy.
A rando in a bar you picked up in Philadelphia?
No, it was the weirdest story. I had gone to stay with my girlfriend in New Zealand once.
Oh, so this wasn't the Philadelphia trip.
This was, but we met a guy in New Zealand, and he always kept in contact with both of us. We all became friends. Mm-hmm. And after a year of not hearing from him or texting back and forth, he's like, hey, I'm headed back to, he teaches at Penn State. And he's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm in Philly. He goes, I'm in Philly. I'm on my way back.
Right.
He was from Germany.
Get drunk and naked.
Yeah. No, no.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's get a couple of calls going here. Hi, Emily. Hello,
how
Emily.
Are you?
Hi, solo vacation?
Yeah, about 5 years ago, my husband doesn't like the beach or the ocean, so I took myself to Florida for 3 days and laid on the beach, read a book, and drank some great cocktails.
Did you enjoy the experience, or did you find yourself bored by day two?
No, I'm really introverted, so I loved being alone.
Okay, a Florida beach. Ooh, look at this one. Benya.
Yes?
Your solo vacation took you where?
I went to Portugal for a week.
For a whole week? Just rolling through Portugal. Hello, Lisbon. And what happened?
It was really awesome. I did a lot of walking tour, biking tour. I went to Lisbon for a few days and then a few days to Porto.
Like when you go to Portugal and you're all alone and you're biking around all alone and you stop at some Portuguese cafe and you sit down and eat by yourself, is it lonely or is it liberating?
No, actually, I wasn't lonely because I met a lot of people. They have a lot of walking tours and, like I said, biking tours.
Right.
So you meet a lot of people from all over the world.
You didn't meet a drunk guy from Penn State, did you?
No, I did not.
Nope. Well, you know what he's up to. Hey, Robin.
Yes, good morning.
A solo trip by yourself took you where?
Yeah, I went to Italy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. How long were you there?
I was there for 9 days.
Wow.
Ooh.
And took a tour by myself, went down south. It was incredible.
At some point in 9 days in Italy by yourself, like day five, you have to go, all right, I gotta figure out somebody to talk to around here. No?
You speak the language?
Well, no, I don't speak Italian, but I did call my mom once, you know, a couple times.
Yeah, how was it dinners out? Because that's like the time when you're usually sitting with somebody else.
I know. I did sit alone, for most of my meals, and for the most part, I was fine. I was just people watching and enjoying.
Did any random Italian men come up and try and meet you?
No.
I don't believe you.
You missed out.
I don't believe you. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. Your solo trip took you where?
To Seattle. It was one of those mystery trips like Melissa took.
Oh, you took a mystery trip to Seattle. So how does that work?
So you arrange it with a company, and they arrange the destination,
right,
and the transportation and your hotel, and you go. So I opened my envelope when I got to the airport that morning and found out I was going to Seattle.
That's what Melissa did. Same thing, right?
Yeah. Did you do it's that awesome. Because of us, or did you find it on your own?
No, I found it on my own. A friend and I were talking about it, and I would highly recommend it. It's amazing. And so, like, I had a four-hour plane ride.
Did you do that because of us, because you love us, and you just do what
we
say?
Yeah, your friend must have loved hearing
that. Maybe she did.
That's great.
But I had a whole plane ride to plan some things. I got, like, a city pass and planned my itinerary, and it was awesome.
All right. So you would recommend it?
I would totally recommend it. I do the solo moon all the time, at least once a year.
Just show up at an airport, get handed an envelope, and here is the next 4 days of your life.
Yeah, I don't always do the mystery trip, but I go once a year. I have to do something by myself for a weekend.
I understand that. Makes all the sense in the world. Maybe we go another round of mystery trips around here.
That was so cool.
Well, this can be interesting. Our Secret Eric in the Morning off air poll question we've just conducted. It's had a chance to speak with 10 of you off the air. Hang on, we'll get to some of your calls here in just a second. Didn't know the question ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Completely random results. Asked for 10 people with siblings to call in and be a part of this. Watch what happens. Ready? Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
Okay.
I have one sister.
One sister. I have a question for you regarding that one sister you have. You ready?
Yes.
If you weren't related to her, do you think you could be friends? If you weren't related to her, do you think you could be friends? You'd be hanging out, be buddies.
I initially said no to Swanee because she's got a bitchy streak in her.
She's got issues.
Right. We get along great. I love her. We do, we do spend a lot of time together and we get along great. But
you can love her and not be her friend, though.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is I don't know if we would be friends.
No.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Katie.
Yes.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
What do you have?
I have a sister.
A sister again. If you weren't related to her, do you think you guys would be friends, would be buddies, would be pals?
No.
I know.
Wow.
Why is that?
Total personality clash. Like, just different people.
Yeah, right?
And so you can be sisters, but you can't be friends, right?
I agree. Yeah. I feel like a horrible person, but it's true.
No, you're fine.
She's probably answering the same way about you. It's totally fine.
Do you think it gets worse as you get older?
Oh, hold on. Oh. Hey, Hollis.
Sorry.
Oh.
Hi. You have siblings?
I do. I have two brothers and two sisters.
Do you think if you weren't siblings, could you all be friends?
Yes, we are best friends.
Oh,
we really enjoy each other's company.
Even your brothers and your, like, are you closer to your brothers or your sisters? Does gender matter?
I'm really close with my sisters. I have a twin brother, and he votes a different party than me. So lately, that's been a bit of a strain.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Like, actually? Okay.
Okay. All right. But overall, you feel as though you could be friends.
Yeah, we all have the same sense of humor. We laugh at the same things. We make each other laugh.
So has it always been this way, or as you got, like Violetta said, as you got older, did you become friends?
Well, when we were little, we fought like cats and dogs.
Right.
And probably in our 20s in college, we started to become really good friends.
Right. Look at that. Melissa, you have a sister.
I do.
If she wasn't your sister, would you be friends? Look at the face. Look at the face.
Oh, wow.
What? We are very different socially.
The question is, would you be friends?
We're very different socially, so I would say no.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
Whip, you got a brother.
Yeah!
If the two of you weren't brothers, would you be friends? Hanging out?
Sure!
Yes! He's lying!
I'm not lying. It's the truth.
Do you think he would want to be your friend?
Oh, I don't know. I'm rough to live with, but I hope so.
Why are you looking at me, Melissa? I'm just sitting here. Whip answered. Mm-hmm. Take it up with him.
Tell the truth.
I'm just sitting here.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here asking questions.
All right.
Violetta.
Yeah, I have a sister, just one sister.
Do you think you can be friends?
I think we would be friends, but we wouldn't stay friends. You know what I mean? Like we would.
No,
we,
I don't.
We would go through. We would be go through because she has a lot of friends she doesn't have anymore. You know, like they were friends when they were friends, and then they're just not anymore.
No, I don't know
so
what that means
she
either.
She loses friends. She moves on. You
she
know,
cycles
she
through friends.
Yeah, she changes.
Right.
So I would be her friend for a little bit, and then
she would get tired of you before you get tired of her.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
What about you and your brother?
I have two brothers.
Brothers.
Yeah. No, I think we'd be friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they golf?
I don't see my one brother a lot, but I see my other brother all the time.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
All the time.
What about the brother you don't see a lot? You'd be friends with him?
We're very different, but I'd say yeah.
Okay.
I would say that they would both say no, though.
Really? Oh, see?
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. All right, Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. It's 8:15 now. Ah, this one might have been easy, huh?
Yeah, well.
Pretty easy. 2019 survey, okay. 500 people in their 20s and 30s, 57% said yes. This is the way they break up. Nate.
By text.
Exactly right. Over text message. The majority. Mm-hmm. 57% say, yeah, if I'm going to break up, it's going to be over text message. There is no way I'm looking that person in the eye. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to do.
Well, yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
The difference between hard to do and is it right to do? You think a text message is the right way to break up, Nate?
Probably not. Probably the easiest way, though.
That's
right.
Easiest,
yeah.
There
yeah.
we are. Right. The majority of millennials get dumped via text.
Yeah.
57%. You ever been dumped that way, Violetta?
You're going to hate this, but...
And, it depends.
Well, I've actually never been dumped.
Oh, of course. Well, the day is young.
I know. Well, the thing is...
There's still another 20-plus like, hours in this day.
No, what? No, nobody really ever just said, like, hey, I don't want to date you anymore. I mean, people have just, like, trickled off, you know?
Okay.
But I never really had that, like, sit down, like, I'm breaking up
have
with you
talk. Have you done it to anybody?
No, I also just trickle off. Like, if I just kind of stop
the fade,
talking
the
to
slow
you.
Fade.
Yeah.
What happens if it's a longer relationship, though?
Well, those are awkward to fade out. But then you just kind of like, I'm not feeling today or tomorrow or next month.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. I don't know how to break up with someone. I don't know how to do it.
Melissa, have you had a text breakup?
Like, done to me?
Either or.
Yes.
Questions are going to get
ways.
Harder.
Well, I was thinking it's not only been done to me, but I've done it also.
Okay.
Because I was did not want to face that person.
Why
it
not?
Was so,
it was just too awkward.
Yeah.
You were scared to death of crying
was,
and tears.
Yeah. And
mostly
I.
Mostly by him.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I was like, you know, I thought, you know, they're good. Because I tried it once before with the same person, and they tried to talk me out of it.
Right.
That's the part. You got to just.
The talk out.
Right. Yeah. You try to talk me out of it. So when I finally was like, oh, my God, this isn't working, I just did it over text.
I'm thinking of breaking up with you over text right now. Send me a quick text.
Yeah. Fine.
312-233-1019. I'd like to see something here. Have any of you been broken up with over text recently?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the past few months. If so, 312-233-1019. Can you share with us what it said?
Yeah.
Generally what they said. You don't have to be specific. If you have it on your phone and you can read it to us, great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't and you can just generalize it, that's fine too. 312-233-1019. Because they say there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. Let's see if the person who did it to you did it the right way or the wrong way. Because I've got breakup texts that will help end any type of relationship. What you're supposed to say.
Okay.
Got it right here. 57% of people in their 20s and 30s say the way to break up is over text. That's how they do it. Like, mm-hmm. It's just easier. We don't have to look each other in the eye. We can pretend it never happened.
Right. Yeah.
It's the cop-out, some might say. Others might say, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, it's a cop-out.
You're done with them anyway.
Did you have someone break up with you over text recently? And if you did, can you share that text with us? Let's see if they were on point with the right way to do it.
Mm.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Someone broke up with you over text.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But the last line is the kicker, though.
All right. How long ago was this?
Monday.
Oh, wow, Monday.
Monday!
Oh, so this baby's fresh.
Fresh.
How long were you dating or together?
Like a few months. So
few months.
It wasn't
terribly long, but, you know.
Okay.
I had questioned about, you know, if there was anybody else, blah, blah, blah. He said, I don't have any opportunities either, meeting people. I am unfortunately losing interest. Not exactly sure why. I think maybe our personalities just don't match. I don't know. But then he goes, but you're sexy as hell.
Now, leave it on a high note.
That's trying to leave, like, just a little crack in the door. Just in case,
is
you know.
That,
that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case on a Saturday he's had a few too many Coors Lights. He's like, eh, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you agree with that, Cindy? Is that that probably his motivation there?
No, I didn't even reply. No, I just let it go. Because, I mean, are you trying to soften the blow at the end, or what was that? I mean,
so,
make yourself feel better? I don't know.
By just letting it go, it leads me to believe you weren't all that interested in him either.
Well, I was, but that was just like, because in the beginning, it was, you know, all, you know, I think we totally click, and I think we're getting along really well, and I mean, it was just like a switch. I have no idea.
Gotcha.
So,
So you felt like the two of you had chemistry, and for some reason, it just went away.
Yeah.
He got scared.
Yeah. You know, because that's one of the categories here for breakup texts you receive or sent. The one you should send when they were really nice, but you have zero chemistry.
Mm.
Let's go around the room and have an opportunity. Before I read you what experts say you should send, if that's the scenario, Melissa, if you were to send a text to somebody breaking up, and the reason is they're really nice, but you had zero chemistry, what would it say?
I would say... This is so fun. I know. I would say, okay, I'm being honest with you. I cannot believe I think you're such a great person, and I wish that there was more there between us than what is there. You probably feel the same way as I do and notice that there wasn't a lot of chemistry.
Little blame shift there. Little blame shift. Right. Like I'm feeling this, but you probably feel it too, so we're probably okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, trying to balance it out a little.
Right.
And,
so this isn't all on me. It's kind of you too, even though you're not sending this.
Well, I think that would almost make them be able to say, feel a little less like turned down. You know?
If they were really nice, but you had zero chemistry, the experts say you should send the following. You seem like a really great person, and I enjoyed meeting you so much. But I don't think that we're a match in a romantic way. I know you're someone else's soulmate,
yes.
And I know they're out there looking for you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for your time, and I wish you all the best on your path.
That's like a form letter.
That's a lot.
But I do agree with that, like saying, you know, the next girl is going to be really good.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
So now I'm coming to you, Violetta.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hold on. I can see you're very motivated by these.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to send the text if this is the situation.
Okay.
What you would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
When the date was boring or awkward. When the date was boring or awkward. And they're getting ready to ask you out again and you're breaking it off. What text do you send then?
Oh, man, it's like, you got to just say, hey, so that was fun, but I can't really imagine doing something else together.
I can't really imagine doing something else together.
That must be a lot of fun.
Well, the experts recommend when the date was boring or awkward saying, thanks for the drinks last night, but this doesn't feel like the right fit for me. I wish you well with future dates.
That is really nice, actually. That's a good one to write down.
Whip.
Yes.
Let's suppose you had a date, it didn't go so well, and you're going to break it off, okay?
Yep.
And let's suppose the reason is they've been coming on a little too strong to you.
Okay, but so I want to break it off.
You're breaking it off, and the reason you're breaking it off is they're coming on too strong.
Yeah, well, because my go-to would be, no matter what the reason is, if I want to break it off, well, close to it, it's not you, it's me, which would just be, I am so overwhelmed by work right now. I got to get up early. They want me to do podcasts. I'm very stressed
it's
out.
It's brutal. There's nothing to talk about on these podcasts.
I am 24/7 trying to think of ideas for this stuff, and I don't have the time or the energy to devote to a relationship the way you would deserve time and energy toward you, so I can't do it.
What? I feel like I heard that a lot.
I feel that's dumb.
You would go with the podcast defense?
Yes.
Like,
totally.
I'm working so much?
Yep.
No.
I'm so distracted.
No.
Well, what they recommend, Whip, If they're coming on a little too strong, the experts say you should send this. Thanks for your interest in getting to know me, but I don't want to meet up or continue to talk to you anymore.
Wow! Whoa. I like the podcast one better.
Wow!
That's
pretty good.
See,
you can't go with the podcast because even everybody knows that anybody could do those. It's nothing.
Would you rather do this or that? Have legs like a frog or the head of a bat? Only whisper or scream and shout? Would you rather?
Hey,
let's find out.
Hi, Brittany.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Would you like to participate / compete and win a prize?
I will do my best.
Okay. Now, do you know how Would You Rather generally works?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You get a choice of A or B. Now, there's four of us and one of you, so there will be five competitors, okay?
Okay.
I have five Would You Rather scenarios.
Ha.
Some of them a little more controversial than others.
Okay.
You won't know ahead of time if I've read a controversial one or not. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read one of these, and you're going to decide who answers it.
Okay.
Me, Melissa, Whip, Violetta, or you.
Okay.
All right? And once one of us answers, they're off the board. They can't answer anymore. So you have to kind of weigh for yourself. All right, is he going to pull one out that's going to be even more uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I should take this one, but maybe this is, you know what I mean? You don't really know how uncomfortable the next one's going to be.
Okay.
You follow me?
I do.
All right, so I'll read the first one. You pick one of us or yourself. You could say, I'll take that one.
Okay.
And then you'd be off the board. Or if you think easier ones are coming, I'm going to lay in the weeds.
Okay.
All right? Does it all make sense?
It does. Let's go.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Brittany, your first Would You Rather. Would you rather not shower for a week or not brush your teeth for a week? Who would you like to answer that one?
I will take that one.
You will take it right out of the gate. Brittany's like, safe one.
Smart.
All right, Brittany, given your choice, would you rather not shower for a week or not brush your teeth for a week?
I would rather not shower for a week.
Not shower for a week. Everybody else agree on that one?
Yeah.
Everybody else?
For sure,
shower.
I mean, I've done that.
Easy.
I might go with teeth.
No way.
You can't even go one day without brushing your teeth.
I know I can't.
I brush my teeth like 3 times a day.
Do you really? Well, I shower like 3 times a day. So.
Oh, jeez.
All right. You are off the board. The four of us remain. Are you ready for number two?
Yep.
Would you rather accidentally send nudes to your boss or accidentally send nudes to your parents?
Oh!
I'm going to have to go with Violetta on that
Violetta!
One.
Oh, yeah. Violetta, would you rather accidentally send nudes to your boss, which you've probably done, or accidentally send nudes to your parents, which you've probably done?
Okay, so, you know, because it's in your camera roll.
Before you answer, what do you think she's going to answer, Brittany?
I'm going to say that she would rather send them to her boss.
All right, let's see what she
probably
says.
Probably get away with that a little bit easier and fudge an excuse.
Which would you pick? Sending nudes to your boss or sending nudes to your parents accidentally?
It's such a tough decision. But I think, I think I'm going to have to go with the boss. Because, I mean, this doesn't sound bad, but I mean, is that so bad at the end of the day?
Yes.
No, I just mean something good could come out of it.
You don't want your parents knowing that you have those kind of pictures on your phone.
Yeah, I know. I mean, my parents don't even know I date.
Good thinking. Good thinking, Brittany. Next up, all right, Violetta's gone, as are you. Would you rather get a good morning text or a good night text?
I'll have Melissa answer that one.
Melissa gets it.
Oh. I'd rather have good morning.
Good morning text.
Without a doubt. I think it sets the tone for the day. And, nighttime, who cares?
Okay. Would you have agreed with that, Brittany?
I would agree, yes. I usually sleep pretty early, so a good night text would probably wake me up anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up. Would you rather wear sweatpants for the rest of your life, including funerals and weddings, or have to wear sequins to everything?
Oh.
I'm going to have you answer that. I'm hoping the next one is really good for
you. I would definitely go with sweatpants for the rest of my life.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
I can't really pull off the sequin look.
Maybe you haven't tried.
Sequins don't look so great on me. You've made an excellent choice here, Brittany, because the final would you rather that goes to Whip. Would you rather walk in on your parents doing it?
I'm out. I'm
or
done.
Have your parents walk in on you doing it?
Oh my God.
Now, before you answer, Whip, Brittany, which one do you think he's going to go with? Would you rather walk in on your parents doing it or have your parents walk in on you doing it?
I think he would probably rather walk in on his parents.
Whip, your answer?
I'll choose sequins.
Okay. I actually think that I would rather have them walk in on me.
Really?
Oh my God.
Ew! Does it gross you out that much?
Does the other way not require an ew too?
Oh, I don't know.
The other way's on me.
But then they're just gonna know all the weird things you're doing.
God, he's lost his mind, hasn't he, Brittany?
I actually asked my husband that same question not too long ago, and he thought I was so disgusting for even thinking about it.
Yes, you are.
It's a good question.
Yes, it is a good question. Yeah, starting right at McDonald's. You probably heard McDonald's has launched Spicy Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, cool.
Yep, first new flavor in nearly 40 years.
Oh, my God, wow.
I wonder what took them so long.
Well, you know, they were pretty doing pretty well with the original McNuggets.
Yeah, it lasted
40 years.
I've been craving those a lot lately.
Yeah.
I dip them in the honey ones?
Yeah, the regular.
I haven't had the spicy.
The honey mustard's good on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They started in 1983 with the Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, so it's no changes till now. Interesting.
Costco is selling a nearly 4-pound pumpkin pie again, so get ready for Thanksgiving 2020.
Oh yeah. I bought that before.
You bought the four pounder?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, it's just so large in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
4 pounds would be. Give me that.
It's not deep, it's round. Wide.
For those of you that are wondering, Melissa's talking about a pie.
Oh my God.
The top party schools once again have been released by the Princeton Review. With their annual list.
Oh, yeah.
Based on number of hours students study, number of fraternities, sororities, and use of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Any thoughts on who the top party school is right now?
U of I has finished number one in the past at least once. Yeah.
Arizona.
Hmm.
Wisconsin.
None of you are even close. None of you even make the list anymore.
Okay.
Oh.
The University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Followed by the University of Delaware.
Delaware.
That's completely random.
Syracuse, West Virginia, Tulane. My daughter almost went there.
Yep.
The University of Maine, Union College. Don't know that one. Bucknell, Colgate. I know somebody there. Wake Forest. Cool. Wake Forest is beautiful.
Oh.
University of Cal, Santa Barbara. Elon University. My daughter was there for a semester.
Elon Musk didn't work out. Is that his?
Yeah, it's his. University of Rhode Island.
It's on Mars.
There it is. University of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
At 14.
I made it.
14.
14. University of the South. I don't even know what that is.
It'd be ironic if it was in Minnesota, though.
St. Lawrence, University of Dayton, University of Connecticut, Florida State, and Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
That's a confused place.
Totally.
Yes, it is. Also confusing is this guy. Remember earlier we told you the story that The Weeknd said on his bucket list is to be on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Appear on The Simpsons. We told you that. There's a man who has 203 Simpsons tattoos.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Michael, yes, it is. That's why I'm sharing it with you. Michael Baxter of Australia set a new world record by getting 203 Simpsons tattoos. It took 130 hours to complete all of the work. Baxter spent just under, Melissa, because I know you're concerned with the cost, $9,000 on the artwork.
Whoa! Wonder if he's going to keep going.
I think he's running out of space. Namibia is warning against using elephant dung as a coronavirus cure.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, well, there was some talk that might work. I mean, around here, we thought Lysol would work for a while. Hey, remember that?
It says coronavirus on the can.
Remember that really uncomfortable moment?
Yeah.
With the Lysol.
Inject the Lysol, maybe.
Yeah, that was bad.
Just an idea.
That was bad. Man uses Bud Light to keep wildfire flames away from his California home.
Oh, how's that work?
I would have thought that'd be more flammable.
Yeah, because it got alcohol
in
there.
I guess not. The only thing I had a lot of, and it was wet, was Bud Light, he said. Luckily, I had a bunch of cases, and I was able to get it all out to try to keep the fire back.
Wow, great.
Said he ended up saving his shop.
Oh, my gosh. Over Bud Light. With beer?
A lot of Bud Light. You drink too much Bud Light, you got to pee. Next thing you know, you find yourself in a see-through restroom. That's a new thing. See-through restrooms are the new way to promote cleanliness.
Wait a minute. Who's seeing through?
People. The Tokyo Toilet Project, the TTP, as I like to call it.
TP.
Just cut the tape on a newly installed restroom at two parks in Tokyo's Shibuya neighborhood later this month. Shibuya. The colored glass bathrooms are cleverly designed to be transparent when unoccupied, so potential users can confirm they're empty and clean, but they turn opaque once the door is locked internally.
Oh, I wouldn't trust that.
I know.
No way.
You know what I don't trust? Canadians. Canadian man runs over his own pickup truck with a log skidder he stole.
That stinks.
In Ontario, a man is facing charges after allegedly getting his pickup truck stuck on a logging road, stealing a log skidder to get the truck unstuck, then accidentally running over the truck with the log skidder.
I don't even know what a log skidder is.
Well, you know, it's Canadian.
Okay.
It's bigger than a pickup truck. I know that.
Yes. Right.
This air mattress was designed to fit in the back of your pickup truck.
That's nice.
It's very...
I've seen that online.
That's very Florida-Georgia line.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Mm-hmm. So you take a nap back there?
You might be able to, or go camping.
Yeah. Oh. They have pool liners, too, for the back of the truck.
Your pickup truck is about to be even more useful. Right Line Gear has created an air mattress that fits perfectly in the bed of your truck. Camping just got a whole lot more comfortable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So did just driving out somewhere. Whoa.
Okay.
Like a drive-in movie theater, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, a New Jersey family has their front yard transformed into a tailgate zone ahead of the NFL start. They're that excited. Can't go to the stadium to tailgate, so they've put together a whole tailgate zone in their front yard.
Okay.
As more NFL teams announce they're going to begin the 2020 season with empty stadiums, New Jersey and New York fans, the New York Jets more specifically, Cindy, her name is, they don't give a last name, has found a unique way to celebrate. The New Jersey native had her front yard paved and redone by PepsiCo.
Paved?
Yep. To create the perfect tailgate, including stadium lighting, a grill, an end zone painted with the Jets logo, and much, much more.
It's got to be like a parking lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a parking lot.
Put it in your driveway, lady.
They're doing a whole transformation for tailgating. She loves tailgating and the NFL that much. The Eric in the Morning podcast. What's the best way to pay your ComEd bill? Whichever way works best for you. Choose from a variety of ways to pay at ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.